What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, September 9th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Jason Bishop, it is our first Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We warned everybody. Did we not warn everybody?
We did.
But
we
everybody was sipping the burgundy and gold Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I had a big old dose of it. The Commanders. There was a lot of confidence from Cakes and EB in particular, but the boys behind the glass, they all went with the Commanders in close games, and there was a dose of reality on Sunday.
What was the poll? When you did the poll on Friday,
it was like, close to 50-50.
That was 50-50.
54%.
So you could say everybody in here, but for the public was 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, our listeners are Commanders fans. I think it ended up being 52-48. I could be wrong, but close to 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dose of reality. The worst defense in the league a year ago still stinks.
Hasn't really gotten any better. Maybe has taken a step back.
Maybe even worse.
Be honest with you.
And again, when you churn over your roster as much as the front office and Adam Peters had to do, I mean, do you expect the 85 Bears defense to take the field in week one? I didn't expect that. Now, I didn't expect them to give up almost 40, but it was
they made Baker Mayfield look like Peyton Manning.
They made him look like he dominated Patrick Mahomes.
He dominated the game.
And we kind of talked about the receivers going into the week, how they would give Washington secondary some issues.
And they did.
And they certainly did.
Yeah.
And, this Tampa team rolled up almost 400 total yards. And it was defensively, they were really, really
bad. To your point, they made a good to pretty good quarterback look like a first ballot Hall of Famer quarterback.
Yeah, he had an unbelievable day.
Anytime they would bring pressure, he would sidestep it. They would miss him.
Yeah.
Like, they just... I know there was a lot of talk from Dan Quinn and the coaching staff about we're going to be violent, we're going to execute, we're going to meet players in the hole and blah blah blah. Didn't see a lot of that yesterday. Hopefully that gets tidied up this week going forward. But a lot of missed opportunities to make defensive plays, put Baker on the ground that just went by the wayside.
There's a lot that you could point to and be disappointed with. That was the most disappointing to me, was that the defense was like really bad. We knew the corners, and he said going in, Evan's gonna have touchdowns. Probably those other guys will do well. I did not think the interior line wouldn't be able to close, wouldn't be able to tackle. Frankie Louvu was invisible virtually.
I was surprised by that.
Very, very disappointed. I just felt like, even though in the numbers it doesn't show it, I just felt like we were getting gutted right up the middle.
I mean, there were at least
right up the middle.
There were at least one opportunity each where Payne and Allen. They had Baker Mayfield.
Like they had him for
a 7 or 8 yard loss. Instead, he slips his way out of it or dumps the ball off or finds somebody downfield because of course, the secondary can't cover anybody.
There's a lot, though. You could point to stuff everywhere. The passing game never got going. Mm. I wish they had used Eckler more.
Yeah.
I wish, obviously, they had used Terry more. None of the receivers were really a factor.
Yeah.
I actually was disappointed in the offense of philosophy. I didn't see the up-tempo stuff that we saw a little bit in the preseason. I was thrilled with Jaden's competitiveness and his running.
I think
he's a star.
Yeah.
He didn't show it passing-wise yet. Don't worry.
He will.
He will.
Eventually he will.
He's a star. But everything else, woo!
But the legs automatically make him a borderline star.
He's so fun to watch.
Now, do you want him rushing?
The problem is he takes a lot of hits.
He takes a lot of hits. Helmet pops off all the time.
He's a donk the way he rolls around. I don't understand that. But
no, he showed what he's going
to
be. I mean, offensively.
Teams have to account for him.
When he gets bounced out of the pocket, I mean, he's almost impossible to tackle behind the line of scrimmage. But their leading receiver, wide receiver, had three catches. And that was not Terry McLaurin.
Luke McCaffrey.
That was Luke McCaffrey.
Right? No, yeah. Their lack of wide receivers is something we talked about.
We did.
And EB says, well, they got enough weapons. I'm sorry, they don't.
Well, but to me, I'm not going to write the passing game off after one.
You can look at a million different angles, and we will talk about every angle from the defense, the offensive line, to the kicker. I look at one stat.
Yeah.
Third downs.
Oh.
They allowed 9 out of 13 third down conversions, and I don't believe that includes the penalties.
Probably does not.
Go back and look at that.
If you allow 9 of 13 on third downs, I would guess the chances of you winning the game are under 10%.
Yeah.
Because it just means your defense
You don't have the ball.
Yeah, you don't have the ball. Yeah. Defense is out on the field. They're getting gassed.
It was very disappointing. Very disappointing.
But not surprising, because we knew the secondary was the biggest issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I thought we also knew
that the pass rushers, it's questionable.
Dorrance Armstrong. They have penetration.
A couple times, but if you watch every NFL game, there's penetration. Quarterbacks get out of things like that. You got to be able to close.
As many times as Baker did
yesterday. I thought Baker was exceptional yesterday.
He was.
You could say we made him look exceptional, sure. But he was on point yesterday.
Yeah, he's a pretty good quarterback.
We had him flushed, and we had him right there, and we just couldn't tackle him. Our tackling was abysmal.
They used a lot of screen passes, like to Rashad White.
Their screen passes were really effective.
Bucky Irving then had the change of pace
with Bucky Irving, who's got speed, the rookie out of Oregon. I mean, they just had so many more weapons.
When your best cornerback that you're hyping up is a rookie, and I'm talking about Sandristill, and he's got to go one-on-one with Chris Godwin in the slot. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good Sandristill is or how good he's looked in training camp in the preseason. He's going up against a seasoned NFL wideout.
And Forbes,
it's just going to make his life
miserable.
Forbes
struggled again, too.
I'm this close to giving up on Forbes. I've tried to be positive.
I think the staff is that close to giving up on Emmanuel Forbes.
I don't want to give up on him, but man.
I'm not going to give them the pass rush. I know there were occasions where Baker Mayfield slipped out, but take a look at the touchdown pass to Evans, the first one. Take a look at the touchdown pass to the rookie. Clean pockets. For the most part, that guy was comfortable in the pocket and picked them apart.
Okay,
yeah,
I don't know if you want to call it pass rush.
24 for 30.
I thought we had penetration from the interior of the line. I thought Jamin flashed. The other guys, sure. The other ends, I don't think they really flashed. But I thought the one thing the interior of the line did well was they penetrated, but then they never tackled. And then the negative was they were just gutted up the middle running.
He was hit 4 times. That's it.
Well, he should have been hit 10 because they were right
there.
He should have been hit 10. They were right there, and they didn't hit him. They were right there.
That, I agree. It was maddening watching.
Maddening.
It was like there are 3 guys around him, and he's somehow going to escape.
He should have been hit. He should have been tackled.
What
he should have been sacked 5
here?
Times. He should have been sacked 5 times.
Yeah, they weren't good defensively.
Like 3 to 4,
they
easily.
Weren't good.
And I was stunned by it. I shouldn't be stunned by it. I got to stop expecting greatness from that middle of that line. I don't care. Love John. Love Duran. It's not living up to the hype of late.
Definitely fair. Definitely a fair critique.
Yeah.
They have to do more. The other thing about the game plan, I didn't tally it. We wondered about this in the preseason, and there are those that have done deep dives into Cliff Kingsbury's offense.
Mm-hmm.
How many screen passes do we need to see?
I need to see more.
Are they going
to
throw downfield ever?
I need to see more downfield shots. Now, I understand that it's a function of leaky offensive line.
They tried a couple times.
I mean, the one that jumps out was the one he threw 12 yards out of bounds to McLaurin down the side.
Well, he missed McLaurin by a couple yards in the second one, too.
Yeah.
But there were no intermediate passes.
No,
it was almost, took a couple deep shots.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing like a 15-yard pass. You know how many times you saw Baker drop back and throw a 15-yarder? I saw none of that in Cliff Kingsbury's offense. Now, because Jaden didn't see guys?
Could be.
Were guys not open?
Could be.
Or is the system? I'm sure it's a combination.
But Kingsbury did not distinguish himself. I'm going to say that right now.
Right.
Kingsbury's under this guy's microscope.
Already?
He didn't distinguish himself much from Bienemy. I thought Bienemy was the worst ever. I'm not saying Kingsbury is, but he might be in the running. Didn't love that debut from Kingsbury.
Hey, Daniels only passed 24 times. At least he didn't have him passing 70% of the time like
the enemy. That is true. He did. You could say he balanced
it. Yeah, he did balance it.
There was a better balance. And I do think, again, I didn't rewatch it. It seemed like they were doing a lot of like max protect things, and they didn't have as many receivers out there. Like, you know, so maybe that's part of the reason why we didn't get some stuff downfield. So he did seem to value protection.
Yeah.
But and, other than that.
But there, but again, we don't know because we're not sitting in the film room.
That's true. No.
I mean, there could have been guys that, you know, Kingsbury goes, JD,
right.
The guy's wide open right there across the middle. What are you looking at?
Well, you could say that about the McLaurin thing where he didn't connect with him.
Yeah. Also, but, like, Noah Brown was in street clothes. And look, I'm not saying Noah Brown is Cooper Kupp, but he'll help the offense once he's up and running and he's actually out on the field.
Maybe.
There's a reason they acquired him.
Maybe. Well, there's a reason they acquired him. I said this. It's because they didn't have confidence in De'Ami Brown, who had zero catches and zero targets.
Like
all that talk, this is why, look, maybe you'll be proven right, but this is why I think history matters. When you said they've got enough weapons, look at what Oz is doing. He's never had more than 40 catches in a season. So to me,
a disappointment.
It's not surprising the guy had one catch for 15 yards.
I admit he was a disappointment.
Then De'Ami Brown, again, there's a history. He's never had more than 12 catches.
Played.
Well, there's a reason, EB. They're not good.
Here's the guys that matter going forward. Eckler, they're going to lean into him more.
Right.
Ertz, going to lean into him more.
Agreed.
Well,
they got to target Terry three times each quarter.
Well,
what are they doing?
Of course, that's a no-brainer. That has to be the priority. I'm not worried about those fourth and fifth wideouts. I'm worried about, like,
the problem is Cakes
needs to be targeted like seven or eight times.
Cakes, the problem is those fourth and fifth wideouts, they're their number two and their number three wideouts.
JP, I understand. And again,
but they might have to make up for it with tight end plays. What he's saying, another thing.
This is not a recalibrate. Everybody in the front office loves to say that. This is a rebuild.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a rebuild. I got over my skis picking 10 games.
All right, so now you're backtracking.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm picking them this week. I don't give an F. I'm picking them this week.
I'm not
a week-to-week lead.
I'm picking them this week. Like I predicted before the season, Eckler's going to be their leading receiver.
He probably will be.
They way underutilized him.
In the first month,
he looked great.
I think they got to throw to him a bunch of times.
He looked great.
The Bucs are fine.
But let me just say this. Their receivers are going to be an issue the entire season.
It looks like it.
But the rest of the
unless they face a really bad secondary.
They get the Giants here, should win that. Giants,
they're
going to
win this weekend. They're
going to
win this.
They get the Bengals, who everybody was hyping up.
Don't even talk to me about them.
Apparently they suck. And the Arizona Cardinals, very beatable. So not going
down with
the ship.
Remember, this is a week-to-week league.
Pretty good.
This is a week-to-week league. Let's see what happens.
Kyle looked good for the first quarter and a half, and then they let Josh Allen go crazy. He didn't do much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was defensively they were bad. Daniels was the only reason they scored 20 points.
Only bright spot.
I got to tell you, I absolutely loved watching Jaden. I was disappointed the entire game.
When he runs, he's really fun to watch.
He kept me interested. Yeah. He was the bright spot. Sure, the passing game didn't develop.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't blame him. I have no concerns about him. I think he'll be fine as a passer.
But the offense in general, I mean, they had 7 points with a minute and 50 left in the third quarter.
Right. The offensive general sucked.
Right.
It was all Jaden just creating.
When he gets bounced out, he can get you 15, 17 yards. But you can't rely on that every single week.
Kingsbury sucked.
Well, hold on.
No, we
don't know.
I'm pretty sure he sucked this week.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure Dan Quinn sucked.
And here's the other thing.
I'm pretty sure he sucked.
Here's the other thing.
Doesn't mean he sucked.
This is why you can't put a lot of stock into preseason numbers because when the starting lineup's not out there for more than 5 minutes, now they got to go out and play 60 minutes against legit competition. You don't know what to expect.
You do know how to manage the clock.
Yeah.
You know how to not let it just bleed at the end of the first half. What are you doing? There's nowhere. They're right there on the goal line. They're either going to score or they're not. Call the effing timeout. Let's use our superstar and try to get down there and kick a field goal to respond. What are they doing?
Kick a field goal. That's a ritual.
The kicker's the worst.
Jaden Daniels.
That's going to be an issue,
Jaden Daniels yesterday scored 28 fantasy points, and he didn't throw a touchdown.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I was going to say, he had a great fantasy.
Wait until he starts throwing touchdowns.
They're in love with him.
Look.
Hey.
Well, I don't know who he's going to throw touchdowns to.
What about Anthony Richardson's fantasy line?
He's a mega star.
He had 9 completions and had a bomb
fantasy
day.
He's a superstar, is what he is.
By the way, we have our Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV, and you can chime in at 800-636-1067. What's the Commanders' biggest issue? Weak secondary.
Might be the coaching.
Inconsistent pass rush.
You're on coaching.
Lack of playmakers at wide receiver. Inept kicker. You can vote at Junks Radio. Again, if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines, 800-636-1067. You can text us as well on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's 1-800-636-1067. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Later in the program, we've got John Keim, ESPN.com insider. He'll join us at 7. Our boy Grant Paulson jumps on at 8:20 and Fred Smoot at 9:20. All right here on the Junkies. Welcome back on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Can I talk about my most maddening moment yesterday during the Commanders Bucks game? By far, trotting out Cade York to attempt a 56-yard field goal. I was sitting watching. I was going, "What is Dan Quinn doing? This is madness." It was crazy.
He stinks.
Like, well, you know what? Are you doing?
It's a minor issue.
They won't be doing that again.
Minor issue? No, it's not. That just shows critical thinking is there's a glitch in the system.
No, I think it's a minor issue in that they've got bigger problems.
Understood.
The defense is a huge problem. Like
massive
defense.
Problem.
Offense, big problem. Kicking, I throw it in as a little problem. He's not going to be around all season. But the odds of Cade York
later today
being in a Commander's uniform all season, it's slim to none. To me, a bigger issue, and we don't know yet. It's one regular season game, but I also looked at the preseason, is Cliff Kingsbury's offense. And Jaden Daniels is part of that. I don't know who bears more responsibility. But Drab handed me this chart. It's from Mason Kinahan on X. Jaden Daniels' passing chart against the Buccaneers. Reminiscent of the passing chart in the preseason, which I brought up. He had one completion beyond 10 yards.
Yeah, it was all dump-offs. Yeah.
Only three attempts beyond 10 yards.
Okay,
which were the two deep shots.
That could be decision-making.
Right. I said, I don't know. It's Cliff Kingsbury offense or Jaden Daniels. 7 of 17 completions were behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, that first play, too, the 15-yard loss on the very first play. Yeah.
That just looked like nerves.
Yeah.
It's the first game.
Yeah.
And I'll bring this up later. If you look at all of the rookie quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels actually had the most impressive stat line. The rookies' quarterbacks came out of the gate slow.
Yeah,
and Jaden Daniels was part of that. But is this Kingsbury's offense? Is this lack of wide receivers being open? Is it Jaden Daniels just missing guys downfield? I mean, we don't know.
Probably a combination of all.
Remember, that happened in the preseason game when people got excited about the preseason game where he only had three incompletions, I believe it was. I brought it up. All the passes, it was in the under 2 second range. It was all sideways passing.
Well, this is what you
I
don't
think
want.
That's the offense.
This is what you don't want, Mr. Bickle, Mr. Cakes. I know Cakes does because he's got Daniels on his fancy team. You don't want your quarterback, especially Jaden Daniels, rushing 16 times.
Totally agree.
Now,
it's too much.
When he's getting bounced out, okay,
right.
You got to get down.
Well, notice they didn't have a ton of designed runs. They had a couple around the line of scrimmage.
What do you think, third?
No, I didn't think so.
I think there was about six.
I think there were a couple in the red zone and maybe one or two in the middle of the field. Most of it was him getting flushed and just having to run
for
his ass.
You're right, you're right.
I think a sweet spot for him is 8 or 9 rushing attempts per game. Not 16.
Not 16.
Clearly way too many.
And I have zero concern about Jaden's ability to read the field. I really do. Maybe you can throw that in my face at the midway through the season and say, well, he just can't. I have zero concerns about it. I do have concerns about the offense. Obviously, the receivers are not separating themselves like to the point where they're running wide open. But I'm not concerned that Jaden has some sort of fatal flaw in his passing game. JP might. I personally do not.
I'm not calling it a fatal flaw, but we don't know. There could have been receivers that he missed. We just don't know.
There could be, but I'm not concerned about it because every quarterback misses. I don't think he has a fatal flaw there. So
I have no idea if he has a fatal flaw. I brought this up last week.
Yeah.
When you look at Josh Allen as a rookie, he struggled. Completion percentage, more interceptions and touchdowns. He ran for 8 touchdowns as a rookie. Most rookie quarterbacks struggle. And I think Cakes used the term ahead of her skis. I
actually don't think he particularly struggled. Sorry. We didn't have it. The passing game didn't connect. Okay. The passing game was basically non-existent. But I didn't think he particularly struggled. I thought he was running for his life, and it was a poop show. But I didn't think he particularly struggled.
I don't think he was running for his life. He ran a lot, but it wasn't like Tampa had some prolific pass rush.
Well, it was whatever it was. He was flushed for whatever reason, and he was running for his life. That's what
I thought. Well, he was sacked a lot in college, and I don't know if it's a fatal flaw. But he may be. I know that. But he may be a guy who tucks and runs very quickly versus going through the reads. And that is somewhat normal for young guys.
Possibly.
Like, I don't think that this
one time I was watching him closely. He was looking downfield the whole time he was running. Okay. It was different than Robert where he would just take off. He was looking downfield on one particular. I remember he was flush to the right. He just couldn't find anybody.
It's too early.
Whether they were open
it's
or not,
it's too early
I don't know.
To know.
This is what we do.
I'm not saying it's a fatal flaw.
We overreact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I'm not overreacting.
We can't overreact.
It's too early to know, but
I'm defending my
again,
guy.
Again, Cliff Kingsbury's offense, and a lot of people pointing this out,
not defending
received a couple
Cliff.
Tweets. It's a lot of sideways passing.
Yeah.
And
I think that's kind
you've
of by
got
design.
Seven out of 17 of his completions were behind the line of scrimmage. Do you give a guy that much credit for a completion that's behind the line of scrimmage?
Hold on.
He didn't distinguish himself passing wise. Doesn't mean he can't.
Exactly.
I'll say this.
I'm not giving him any credit for anything they did passing wise.
I'll say this. Rom sent me a text because years ago when we saw RG3, everybody started getting fired up, and I started calling
You're
him RG Screen.
Cite Rom on the show. Is it
he started
expert?
Calling him JD Screen.
Well, that could be. I think a lot of that was by design, but we'll see.
Look at the chart. It's a little.
I don't need
disturbing.
To look at the chart. I watched the game.
This is
game.
What you just have to say to yourself. It was the first week.
Yeah.
of a rookie quarterback of a whole new coaching staff.
Well, so why were you betting on him?
Why was I betting on
because he
the
bought
Commanders?
He bought into what he saw in the preseason.
I'm asking myself why. I'll tell you why.
That's why.
I'll tell you why.
You said they're
the
Bucs. I said
it was going to be a high-scoring game. I thought we'd score a little bit more, but I didn't expect them to score 37.
Right.
I did say it was going to be a big over.
I had him in the 30s.
Okay.
Just 31.
I didn't expect them to score 30. I expected better defense.
Yeah.
Flat out.
I didn't expect them to miss every tackle. I thought
it was going to be a little tackle. I expected better defense as well.
Better defense. The offense, I definitely would have hoped for more passing, but it was for me. I just
This is what I do know. I think you owe me $2 because
and me
your blowout debate. You lose in week one.
Sure, I didn't think it was a blowout until midway through the third, but sure,
it wasn't a blowout.
Yes, I guess at the end of the day, you could say that. Sure, I'm not going to argue it,
right.
But I didn't think it was until midway through the third.
You know,
based
the first
on the score,
half,
though, but they
were dominant.
They were clearly dominating.
We were always going to lose the game, but I thought we would keep it close until midway through the third, and then I was resigned.
But the first half was 20 minutes of time of possession for Tampa.
Yeah,
10 for Washington.
You can
I mean,
have it.
They were getting dominated in the first half.
I agree. But I still thought we were in it. We were going to keep it competitive, in it, until the midway through the third, and then you just wave the white flag.
Does Cade York make it to week two?
No.
You think he's cut today or tomorrow?
Very good chance.
I don't think he'll be
cut.
He's
given his walking papers.
You can't cut a guy for missing a 56-yarder, but...
What was the first one he missed?
He missed a 47-yarder, and he also kicked one out of bounds.
He barely stuck one of the extra points in. I was cringing watching it.
I think they give him another week. If he has another issue, misses a couple, he's probably
he's
gone.
I tweeted about this. He shouldn't even rent an Airbnb. He should be in a hotel.
If Adam Peterson and his staff don't have 100 kickers coming through, and I know they all suck too, that's why they're unemployed, then they're not doing their due diligence. You better have some kickers coming in at least
Yeah.
Trying out.
So I didn't realize this watching the game, but when I did.
But here's the problem with bringing new kickers in. Those guys weren't good enough to make the other teams.
I know. I just said that. I understand they suck. I mean, I know they all suck.
Yeah, but you can't tell me that there are only 32 guys in the world.
It's confidence.
That can make
it's confidence.
Didn't Cake say they can just find one? They'll just find one.
He's changed
his tune. Apparently, Adam Peters has a fatal flaw. He can't find a kicker.
Yeah. Just grab one.
He got screwed because of McManus. Because McManus would have been their kicker the entire year. McManus would have been.
Well, I guess they're going to refile the case, but they did drop the charges.
Yes.
You saw it, but I guess they're going to immediately refile. But.
So I didn't notice this watching the game, but I did post-game with Craig Hoffman. I think we're all going to take turns doing that, the take command post-game when they have a road game and Logan Paulson can't do it. And he pointed out Forbes was benched. And he really cited Forbes' lack of effort. Which will be an interesting storyline. Ron really butchered the drafts.
Wow. If there's anybody,
I mean, the my biggest takeaway really from the game, all right, was if I looked at one stat, it was 9 for 13 third down conversions by Tampa. But my biggest takeaway is they are still a very under-talented team.
True.
They don't have playmakers, studs on offense or defense. On offense, they don't have. Terry McLaurin's a nice player, but they don't have a premier playmaker like a Tyreek Hill or Justin Jefferson. You can go down the list, right?
Well, we
and on defense, they don't have a premier player like a Micah Parsons or a TJ Watt or anything even close.
Hey, your boy Jamin Davis made a play.
I thought he made a couple plays, I think Jamin is doing fine. He's not a star, but he's doing fine.
Speaking of linebackers, did I tell you guys that Bobby Wagner is ass now?
He's washed.
He's so slow. It's like Cake's running sideline to sideline. He missed a bunch of tackles.
I know, but at least he made some. At least I noticed him. I didn't notice Frankie Louvu all day. I'm more pissed at Frankie Louvu than I am old Wagner.
I think Louvu got banged up a little bit, too.
That's a guy they actually gave decent money to.
Well, like, all I heard about was you're going to love Frankie Louvu. Yeah. I don't love him yet.
He's my neighbor. I see him all the time.
I'm not giving up on Frankie Louvu yet.
Wagner actually had 3 tackles for loss, 10 total tackles.
Listen,
33 dives. Wagner's great. You stuff him on the line.
Wagner may be mediocre. Louvu, through one game, sucks.
They're both bad.
Let's go to the phone, sneak in a couple calls. Your initial take on the game, your disappointment level.
Might be the most overhyped guy I've ever seen.
I mean, I've never seen.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, where's Louvu? I literally was saying, where's this Louvu guy?
Louvu had one more tackle than Emmanuel Forbes.
Way more than Louvu. And all people want to do is dump on Jamin. Jamin Davis. Jamin popped way more than Louvu.
He had 2 tackles. Slow down.
You recognize him. Exactly.
Slow your roll.
Well, what are you saying? That's the point. Well, that's why I'm belittling Louvu.
I know, but you're acting all hyped about Jamin Davis. Like, what did he do? He had one tackle for loss?
He did 200% more than Louvu.
Louvu had a bad game.
Did nothing.
But the defense as a whole, they were all bad. I'm sorry.
I was shocked at how bad. Not shocked.
Why? They were dead last year.
Because I got Dan Quinn, the defensive guru. Joe Witt, the
genius. He's got no talent.
Yeah, I'm not sure they have talent.
I mean, Benjamin St. Juice couldn't have interfered more with Mike Evans, and he still caught the touchdown down the sideline.
I thought that
was a Hall of Famer.
I understand.
I thought that was good. Juice.
By the way, the score could have been worse, because if you remember on the first drive, Baker missed a wide-open guy for a touchdown over the top. Wide open. I think he did it twice, actually. Well, and then Baker got it going.
That was McMillan, I believe. He found him later.
They ran basically the same play.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to. I can't go to him. Let's go to Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Joe, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Joe.
Jones, how are y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know, man. I was born in D.C. I'm from there. I'm down in Orlando for a couple years. I live down here. But that game was horrendous, man. The only bright spot was Jaden Daniels.
Right.
He was the only one, and that's because the O-line was also horrendous. I mean, I could have got back there.
I don't think the O-line was horrendous. I actually disagree with you.
I think they helped them a lot.
They were bad, dude. I just want to say, and then the defense, it looks like they looked, the defensive line looked like one of those practice sleds in practice. They were pushing them down the field, up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to disagree with you on the offensive line.
All right, thanks, buddy.
And thanks then for the call.
I'm trying to see how many times Jaden was hit. I mean, he was sacked twice, two quarterback hits. I think the offensive line did okay. He took off because he's very good at it. I don't know how many progressions he went through. We're not looking at the film. But I think the offensive line actually fared okay. There was one time that Cornelius Lucas got roasted. But other than that,
yeah, but I think that they helped a lot okay with chipping and two tight ends and all that. So I think it was a little bit of a mirage. That's my guess. Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
JP, you killed me, man. Last year, you killed the wide receiver core. I think you put up a stat where they were the worst as far as separation. Like, they just couldn't get open. Now, the play that Jaden got his helmet knocked off by Winfield, the boy stood back in the pocket like 7 seconds. Them clowns weren't getting open.
I agree with you. Did you hear me praising this receiving core?
No, but you're talking about JD's screen. If he calls a shot or calls a mid-play, them bums can't get open. So what else is he supposed to do but at least throw down to Ertz, check down? Even the one he checked down to Eckler, nobody was open. You saw him looking downfield. Nobody was open. Went to his check down. Our receivers can't get open. That's a carryover from last year.
But I'm not disagreeing with you. You heard me arguing throughout the preseason that they don't have enough help at wide receiver, and EB threw out Oz and Diami Brown and these bums. Those guys aren't good.
Okay, but his point is you can't say the receivers are awful and then blame him for checking it down when they can't get open.
I think it's a combination. I said it's probably a combination of Kingsbury's offense. I don't know if the guys are open or not. I would suspect that most of the times they're not.
Well, you do know that Jaden was open.
Jaden may not.
Was open. He didn't hit him, but those are low
percentage
plays.
Jaden may not want to pull the trigger on some passes. Like, I don't know.
I thought he threw into some tight windows. I thought he threw into some tight windows to Ertz a couple times.
He had a nice one to Ertz.
I did.
Over the
middle.
Okay, those were 7-yard passes.
Okay, what do you want? I mean, he threw into a tight window.
I want passes beyond that. Well, you saw Baker Mayfield do it.
I don't think he's afraid to pull the trigger. I reject that. Let's go to Matt.
He may not be adept at it.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Valdez wants to... Matt, stay on hold. We'll get to you when we come back.
Yeah, we've got to take a break.
Okay.
All right, okay.
All right, when we come back, we're going to grade Jaden Daniels. Grading Jaden. That's next here on the Junkies. Welcome back on a Misery Monday brought to you by Chinigo Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Commanders lose their opener against Tampa 37-20. I don't think it was really that close. Commanders scored
late. Yeah.
Late.
That was stat padding in
basically
the last drive.
Basically a prevent defense type drive. Yeah.
That was stat padding, unlike what Isaiah Likely did in the Ravens game. Not stat padding.
Yes.
That was clearly stat padding yesterday.
But we wanted to grade Jaden Daniels.
Grading Jaden.
That's what we're going to do every Monday after a Sunday game, every Tuesday after a Monday night game. Grading Jaden. I'll lead off. Look, we don't know if it's Kingsbury's offense, if receivers were open downfield. We know that they don't have great playmakers on offense. So the passing game, it's almost incomplete. Obviously, he can run, and he ran for 88 yards and found the end zone twice. I'll give him a B- for week one. It was arguably the best of the rookie performances. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams did have a pass, which should have been a touchdown pass. Keenan Allen dropped in the end zone. He didn't commit any turnovers, but if you actually stacked the rookies, you know, I don't think it was unexpected for Jaden to come out slow on the road against Tampa.
I'll give him a B.
B-.
I'll give him a B.
You're gonna give him a B.
I can see why you're saying B-, but he was the only reason they really scored. And I give him an A+ on running the ball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because A++.
He ran for almost 90 yards and two scores.
Yeah.
The passing numbers, I can't really dive into that because a lot of that was dump offs to Eckler and to Robinson and to Ertz, and they weren't throwing downfield. And then
Eckler was the leading receiver with 4 catches.
Correct. And then obviously that last drive was all stat padding. So I can't get into the passing numbers, mm-hmm. but you can see where the weaponry is. It's his legs.
Yes.
Now, you don't want him running the ball 16 times.
No, of course not.
He took some big hits. And if he's going to run the ball, you know, 13 to 16 times a week, he's going to be out. But that was the reason they scored, because he's so explosive when he gets out of the pocket.
I'll also give him a B. I mean, the 184 yards passing, I feel like that's also an incomplete, just because the wide receivers especially didn't do much. But he had more passing yards than Dak, than Kyler, than Trevor Lawrence, than Kirk Cousins, Justin Herbert, all established quarterbacks in the league. To do that as a rookie and add 88 rushing yards and find the end zone twice for a rookie debut, that's a B. Mm. I grade rookie debuts on a curve. Might be a B+.
Mm. Wow, that's generous.
I'm not sure about B+.
They lost 37-20.
No, you're asking. I'm not talking about the result. You're getting mixed up. You're asking me to grade.
I think results
play.
Part of it.
Grade Jaden's play.
Yeah,
his play, B to a B+.
I thought he was super exciting to watch. Didn't really do anything passing wise, but I'm not concerned. I don't think there's some fatal flaw in Jaden. Rushing the football was an A. Managing the game, I saw A. Just executing anything downfield, F. Completing checkdowns, B+, whatever. I give him a solid B overall. But I think he's a budding superstar. But you know, he didn't distinguish himself passing yesterday. Wasn't able to. But I have no concerns about his ability to pass the football. So I thought he was the only bright spot, the only real bright spot. I thought Eckler was a bright spot. I was stunned they didn't use him more. Stunned.
It's almost like they waited. It's almost like they waited to put him in there until a lot in the second quarter and then in the second half.
I mean, you know how sometimes I've seen
it
a million
times. Game plan
sometimes
was.
Games just kind of spiral. I mean, he got off to a horrific start. The dumb first play, blame Jaden, but you know, nerves or whatever. The dumb first play. Just, you know, you're 3-and-out your first series, you're on your heels, you're like 2nd and 30 or whatever. I mean, it's just kind of snowballed. Game sucked.
He doesn't have much talent around him. I'm going to repeat myself. Under-talented team. You got excited about Brian Robinson's preseason, and I was like, why? I didn't understand.
I thought he ran the ball really well. But
this is typical Brian Robinson.
I agree. You're going to write him off? I think he's going to be pretty good.
I think he's going to be an okay guy.
I think he's going to have his best year.
He's a Jag.
I know I'm winning the
he's going to have his best year
against Eckler.
Huh?
I know I'm winning the carries bet against Eckler.
Probably, unless they wake up
Probably.
And realize
he's already got a 10 carry lead.
I get it,
right? But they got to look.
He
in the
only ran
go,
for 40.
Hey,
he's only 30 yards ahead. Cakes.
Understood. But yeah. I think I win that in a landslide.
You probably
Eckler's better.
I put it this
they got to look a lot better this week against a bad football team.
Absolutely.
Passing the ball.
You got to remember.
Totally agree.
Even
Sam Darnold looked good against the Giants.
Yeah, I mean,
secondary.
That was ridiculous.
It was the first time the starters played together for 4 quarters. The preseason's so weird.
I expected them
to play better.
I kept saying you can't buy into what they did in the preseason. You didn't see anything.
Sure. I expect them to play better. I don't know how they could play much worse. I expect them to play better. Now, I don't know if the corners will play better. I don't know.
They're
going to play better because they're facing Daniel Jones not Baker Mayfield.
They're also facing Malik Neighbors. And
okay.
He didn't do much in week one.
But I'd rather
but
face,
he could in week two.
I'd rather face Malik Neighbors. I'd rather face Malik Neighbors with Daniel Jones at quarterback than Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans and the rest of those
agreed,
guys.
But that doesn't mean he's... Wandale Robinson was targeted 12 times and had 6 grabs. Like, he could do worse.
As I said this last week, and it's week one. You don't want to overreact. But Baker Mayfield had a really good year last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been roller coaster in his career.
They gave him $100 million.
However, I think he could continue where he was, pick up where he left off. And I said, be a Kirk Cousins-like player in the league. And
I want to see what he does against a team that doesn't have the world's worst defense.
Very fair.
When he goes on the road, if he does that or something close to that on the road against the Lions next week, yep. I do this. I tip my cap.
But remember, I told you last week, if you look at him in the playoffs last year, two games in the playoffs, it's both fine. Over 300 yards, five touchdowns,
I'm not
just
ready
two
to
picks.
Baker Mayfield, just because he
I'm
had,
not saying he's great. Hold on. I'm saying he may be
random on your love of Baker. We're evaluating Jaden here.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so we already gave our grades.
Okay, but now I want to go to the calls. Let's go to Marcus in College Park. Marcus, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I would give Jaden a solid B as well. What's largely being ignored is he created no turnovers in that game.
Absolutely.
Yesterday. He did have that fumble on that ferocious sack, mm-hmm. but he did not. He was not a cause of why they lost. And then, you know, speaking of halftime adjustments, I noticed that it was curious that Coach Quinn was wearing his hat going with the bill facing the right way.
He did a little superstition thing. Yeah.
Then the extent of their halftime adjustments was he turned his hat back on backwards.
Yeah.
So
maybe
let's not accuse him of not doing anything at halftime. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it, buddy. I do think that the announcers made a point of it, saying that Cliff wanted to break Jaden in slowly. So there's a 5% of me that's thinking, okay, maybe it was just a super conservative game plan for week one, but the offensive philosophy overall, I didn't see it.
By the way, speaking of the commentators,
anything super creative from that offense?
Did you guys think that Moose Johnson was especially terrible doing color yesterday?
I thought it was boring on at least two
occasions. One, I think it was Jaden got hit on the side of the helmet.
Yeah,
helmet to helmet, and he's trying to downplay like. Oh, well, I think it was Winfield. Oh, he didn't lead. He didn't lead with the crown. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that violent. Well, hit him helmet to helmet. Guy's helmet pops off. That was one. And then late in the game, Eckler gets clearly face masked, doesn't get called by the ref for whatever reason. And then they show the replay, and Johnson is talking about, while they're showing Eckler getting face masked, he's talking about, well, there's a clear hold by Sam Cosmi here. Doesn't even reference the face mask on Eckler. He was driving me crazy.
He's anti-Washington.
He was driving me.
He's a cowboy. He hates Washington.
Crazy.
I heard Brady got bad reviews.
Oh,
I didn't see any of him.
I didn't see any.
Told you he's boring.
Did you see it? Were you watching any of that?
At the end, they went to the game at the end.
I don't even know what
there
game
was two
he
things.
Called.
I didn't
he
see
was
any
boring, and I guess I didn't pay attention because I don't give an F about Tom Brady. But is his partner Kevin Burkhart?
Yeah.
I think that was my opinion at the time. He's a fine broadcaster. He doesn't have the gravitas of, like, a number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was boring and boringer.
Well,
really?
Fox is paying $37 million or something for that bore fest.
Yeah, I mean, Burkhart is
good.
A pro.
I think he's
but
good.
I don't think he has the gravitas of, like, an Al Michaels or, like,
a Pat Summerall.
Yeah, like, an elite.
Jim Nantz.
Yeah, to me, he's like. All right,
well, those are Hall of Famers. I mean.
Okay, well, you're paying a guy $50 million a year to be a stud. They're your number one team. That's who you're trotting out? Average Joe? A Jag?
I don't think he's average. I think he's pretty good.
He's a pro, but I don't think he's a star.
800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show. But next, we'll talk to ESPN.com insider who covers the Commanders, John Keim, here on the Junkies.